Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 right here on KETX KWBY, a beautiful first Monday in February. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, and boy, do we have a topic for you this morning.
You just like to start Mondays off really great. Good morning, everyone. We're going to talk about estate tax.
Yes, yes. That's exciting, right? Well, I found this quote. We always hear these quotes about taxes, but I found this one I loved. It was by Margaret Mitchell, and it was out of Gone with the Wind. Okay, so death, taxes, and childbirth. There's never any convenient time for any of them. So I might as well do it on Monday, right?
That's right. It's Monday, and your day's probably not going to get any better until 5 o'clock, so
yeah, there we go.
Estate taxes.
And I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm really excited to talk about this topic.
And it's a great topic because so much has changed over the years.
So much has changed. And we're going to talk a little bit about the history of estate taxes today. We're going to talk about our current president with estate taxes and then what you should really be considering, because I think this is an overlooked measure. I even was on the phone. I had the blessing and the curse of talking to about four attorneys last week.
Wow.
And every one of them had a slightly different viewpoint on these estate taxes. But when we came full circle with this conversation, every one of them came into agreement that, oh, wow, yeah, we need to be looking at this differently. And, you know, it's the topic that no one knows they need to be talking about right now, but is probably the most important thing if you are a small business owner, right, a rancher, a farmer, or if you have just wealth that you've accumulated. And what I mean by wealth that you've accumulated, not much, takes $3 million right, to be thinking about this, okay? In our perspective, if you have a business or a farm or a ranch and you're around that $1 million mark, you need to be thinking about it from your perspective. And why the difference is because the future is unknown.
Right.
And with that, I do want to kind of take you back with a little bit on estate taxes, because I think the history kind of can tell us a little bit about the future. So, little known fact, in the United States last year, we hit our 100th anniversary of having an estate tax. There was only 1 year in those 100 years that the estate tax exemption amount, meaning the amount you could die with and not be taxed on, was unlimited.
Wow.
Yes. Isn't
that
crazy? 2010.
Really?
Yes. And we're going to talk in these recent years because they're probably the most important, right?
Right.
So we're going to talk about that. But we've got a 100th year anniversary, but it's really not a brand new thing. I saw this. I thought this was really cool. It was actually on IRS.gov. There's a great article about all of this. And estate taxes got started back in 700 BC in Rome.
Wow.
Yes. Augustus Caesar was the first person to put estate taxes into play. How about that, huh? So, you know, where did they come from? Revenue Act of 1916 is what happened. There was actually at that time, okay, and to kind of put this in perspective, today at current, before Trump does anything, the estate tax exemption amount is $5.449 million. Back then in 1916, it was $50,000. That was the first estate tax exemption, okay? And it's hard to believe this, but back in 2000, this is how much difference there is, because I want you to see this picture clearly. We're at $5.49 million today. Back in 2000, it was only $675,000.
Right.
Think about that. That's a huge difference. Why such a difference? Have we had that much inflation? Well, the government tells us we have it, and if they're the one putting it into law, what's going on here? Why such a big deal?
So that was 2000. It was
back in 2000. It was 675,000. Then in 2009, it was at 3.5 million. So we had some years in there that it kind of grew. Okay, 2010 was unlimited. You could die. It was the best year to die. If you're going to die, pick 2010, right? Because it was unlimited. And in 2011, it reverted back to 1 million.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay.
So in a 2-year period, it went from 3 million
yep,
plus
To unlimited.
To unlimited. To 1 million.
To 1 million, right? And you had a 55% tax after that. Think about that. Okay, and today it stands at $5.49 million with a 40% tax is the highest, okay? So if you're a couple, you can double that. That's right. What you can look at, all right? So you're at $10.98 million. Now, for those of you who have really been following Trump's president's, you know, all of his proposals and everything else, you're probably giddy thinking, oh, my family legacy can be passed on and there's going to be no estate tax. This is great because he proposes a 0% estate tax plan. Okay. He doesn't want any estate tax whatsoever. Now, he's got some other caveats he wants to see in place, but that is not one of them. Okay. Well, here's what I have to say to you. If you're thinking you're giddy, you may want to think again, slightly, all right? I heard it best this way. If you think about your life expectancy, how many more years could you live? 20, 30, whatever that number is, yeah. Right? Okay. So I want you to take your life expectancy. Forget how many you think you're going to live. Take your life expectancy. So if you're 70 years old, your life expectancy is 16 more years. Now divide that by 4. Because that's the amount of time a president spends in office, right?
Right.
4. So how many potential presidents could you have over your life expectancy?
4 more.
Four more, right? What if they had 8-year terms? 2 more?
2 more.
And what is the law that we seem to be following? We swing way far left, and then we go back way far right, and then we go back way far left. So is there a good chance that you will see the estate tax resumed during your lifetime? Absolutely. So even if he takes it away, if he gets it done, what does that mean for you?
You better die in the next 4 years.
That is right. That's where I'm going. That's the whole purpose of the article today. Plan your death in the next 4 years. No. But we are going to talk about what you need to be looking about, what you need to be thinking about. And even under current president, Trump, if he gets his way, what this is going to mean, because this is major impact on farmers, ranchers, small businesses, estates over 10 million, and you want to know this. Don't want to miss it.
All right. We'll be back with more Life Planning 101 right here on KETX KWBY. And welcome back in to Life Planning 101 right here on KETX KWBY. Terry Slavin's with you, joined again by Angela Kennedy Robinson. Good morning.
Good morning. And we just got off on a tangent in the visit, which I'm glad we did, because that's kind of where we were going. We're talking about estate taxes, and we're talking about the vast changes that we've had, especially over the last 16 years. There's been a lot of hype about this, and why is it? And I think it's because we're getting so radical on the right and so radical on the left that no one's really willing to compromise. So a lot of people may be saying, well, gridlock's good, right? Well, gridlock is the reason that we went from an unlimited estate tax exemption in 2010 to a 1 million estate tax exemption with a 55% tax rate in 2011. Because nobody could decide on anything.
And 55%, that is extreme.
It is extreme. You think that's extreme? Get this, how many years this was? 1941 to 1976.
Wow.
That's a long time. We had a 77% estate tax rate. Wow. So you think it could get bad again? Absolutely, right? In fact, I want to go back over Hillary Clinton's proposals, because I think this is important for you to think about. Who is the next president? What do I need to be looking at? If she would have had her way, we would have gone backwards from the 5.49 million to 3.5 million. And she had first said 45%, but then after September, when, you know, she got her nominee and she's gung-ho, she was going to put in a ladder from 50% to a 65% tax rate.
Wow.
On estate taxes. Okay, so that's what she was aiming for. As a compromise, she thought she could get the 3.5 million and a 45% with compromise with the House and the Senate. Think about that. So, you know, that's why I say if you've got a $3 million estate today, you really need to be thinking into this. And you brought up a very good point in the break, Terry. You know, if you're a farmer, if you're a rancher, if you're a business owner, this is even more important, because I want you to think about if something happened to you, where's the cash going to come from to pay for these estate taxes?
You either have to insure it with life insurance, or you're loved ones will be forced to sell.
That's right. That's right. And let me tell you, that can be disastrous.
And especially forced sales don't always bring top dollar.
No, they don't. And you don't want to get in a levy with the IRS at all. You know, and we saw this actually happen. We had an estate that we were on the back end trying to help the kids clean up the parents' estate. And they had debt and the estate tax. So the kids had to fork out money out of their pocket because everything was set up inappropriately to be able to pay this. So is that what you want for your kids, right? You know, I know a lot of family businesses. We work with a lot of family businesses. And probably the most important thing to the owners today, if they're trying to pass it on to that second generation, is to let it pass on successfully, right? Well, if you get them off on a start that they owe $1 million or $500,000 or $3 or $5 million in estate taxes, are they going to be able to think about anything else? Are they going to be able to focus on their future? You know, no. Ranchers, farmers, you're in the same boat. You think you've got this covered because you've got this the Farm Act that you can go in and you can actually discount your property and get pennies on the dollar. That doesn't necessarily work. You know, we were just talking about a farmer or a rancher that we work with that has a single child, wants nothing to do with the ranch. And because of that, everything is going to be full value when he dies. She doesn't want to come back and run the ranch, and the ranch has to be operated for X amount of years for that special valuation to work. So, you know, we aren't looking at these things all the time.
And that could always be taken away from you.
Yeah, and that could be taken away. Absolutely. In fact, speaking of Trump, so what he wants to do is he wants to start imposing a capital gains rate on estates over $10 million. All right. You always get a step up in basis under current law.
Right.
So meaning if you own a property and you inherited that property and the basis is, say it's acreage and it's $100 an acre and it's worth $3,000 now. If you sold it, then you'd owe the tax on the difference, the $3,000 minus the $100.
Right.
Okay. But if you die, then your kids get to inherit that with the new stepped up basis of current value at $3,000.
Have it appraised.
Right. He wants to take it away.
Okay.
Okay. Of estates over $10 million. That's kind of his compensatory thing. And really, he's a real estate mogul. So, you know, for him to say that, there's some legitimacy there. And I do believe, you know, we all owe our fair share in taxes. And I understand where he's coming from, because if you own estate or if you own property like that, or you own a business like that, and you've never been taxed on it before, that'd be your first tax, right? Okay. Whereas a state tax is technically a third or a fourth tax.
Right.
And so from a Republican's point of view, that makes a lot of logistical sense. So the point is, taxes are not going away. Don't get giddy just because you have a Trump presidency and you've got a large estate. In fact, you're kind of in the eye of the storm. You need to be thinking today what you can take advantage of. Let me tell you this. In December, we were rushing. We were literally pushing and pushing and pushing to get 1,000 things done for December, because we were about to lose one of the most powerful tools of estate planning that there ever was, and it was called a valuation discount. And the Democrats were trying to take it away. And what it means is, say I own a business, okay, or I own several businesses, and my family is in that business, and we're all intermingled. You know, who wants to deal with us, right? So it gives us a lack of marketability. Okay, well, if we have a lack of marketability, we can discount that business X percent. In fact, I was talking with an attorney on Friday, went up to Dallas, and we were talking about discounting a group of businesses by 40% of their current value. Okay, so that's a pretty big chunk. Just imagine if you own a $10 million estate or $10 million worth of businesses, you get to discount them by $4 million. For your estate tax purpose. Is that powerful?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They were going to take that away as of December. And then we have a Trump election. So I want you to think about, you are maybe in the only time you will ever get again to be able to really set your legacy up for the future. And it is very, very important to take care of these 4 years. When we come back, we're going to go into some of the logistics of getting this done.
Life Planning 101 continues right after this. Welcome back in Life Planning 101 right here on KETX KWBY. Angela Kennedy Robinson, we're talking estate taxes.
Yes, as Arnold Schwarzenegger so famously said, I'll be back. And so will estate taxes, right? So we can't count on them just disappearing. We better plan on them being here. And you know, what better way to plan than when we don't have an issue? You know, there's an old saying about when you're looking for a job, it's better to be looking for a job when you have one than when you don't have one, right? You're in the same boat here with estate taxes and planning for your future. And, you know, we had another great break talking about some various scenarios, Terry. And one of the things that you brought up was the fact of, even if you don't have a $10 million estate today, do you need to be focusing on this? And the answer is yes. It's bounced around all over the board. I mean, in 2000, we had a $675,000 exemption amount.
That's nothing.
That is nothing. Today. That is nothing. And especially if you're a business owner. Right? I mean, just think about, if you're a business owner, what's your projectile for growth? Is it double digits?
Probably.
It should be, right?
I hope it is.
Okay. So how long does it take for you to double your business? Well, let's just say your business is growing at 10% a year, and we're going to use a little investment tool called the Rule of 72.
Right.
Okay. We're going to divide that 10 divided by 72, or 72 divided by 10. That'd be 7.2 years for you to take your business and double it. So if you have a $2 million business today,
in 7.2 years, you have a $4 million business.
And in 7.2 years, do we have a new president?
Yes.
Could you have an issue?
Yes.
Do you have liquidity to be able to pay estate taxes?
And in 20 years, you have an $8 million.
That's right. That's right. So is it important to be planning in this perspective? Yes. You know, this was a cool thing. So I had a ball on Friday. I'm just telling you, this is my alley. I love, love, love helping people plan out their legacies and get everything taken care of. You know, we have little thermometers in our office, one of which is how much taxes we help somebody save this year. So we stack it up, and I love seeing that benchmark just go up and up and up and up, because, and maybe I'm going to get targeted by the IRS now, but you know, but I love seeing that go up, because what that means is we're helping families save more wealth for their future generations and for themselves, right?
Right.
And that's what this is all about, especially when it's small businesses, especially when it's farmers and ranchers, because at the end of the day, we are America. That is what America's made on. That is what we're built on, is we are the small businesses. We are the smart, we're the breadbasket, right?
Right.
And we need these tools. We need all of them to be there for us. And they're there. You just have to take advantage of them. Now, what I can't guarantee is that they're not going to be there after 4 years. So virtually, you've got a four-year window to get your planning done. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. So I got to go to an attorney on Friday, and man, this guy was good. First time I got to meet with him, and he was wonderful. I'm just love at first sight when it comes to estate planning with this attorney, because he was so outside the box, and we were working on a very, very, very complicated family situation, second generation family business, second marriage, blended family, kids that are 14, 15, 16, and now they're trying to have new baby in the second marriage. I mean, all kinds of stuff going on, right? Multiple businesses, multiple states, real estate, operating businesses. I mean, it's just a mess, right? And the guy has debt up to his eyeballs on top of all this, which is common for a business owner. That is not an uncommon thing. So how do we keep the flexibility for him to be able to grow, have more income in the future? But guess what? They got an estate tax problem. So we got to stop that pain, right? Equalize inheritances for the kids. Allow the kids to come into the business if they choose to do that, which we have no idea if they're going to do that,
right?
Protect the second wife so she has an income stream for life. And by the way, she's close to the kids' age. So that could be an issue too, right? Because then we could disinherit the children because they're so close in age. Lots of problems, right? Guess what? We figured out a plan, and we got it done. And that is powerful. And we are able to do it because the tools are in place today to be able to do it. This is the gentleman I'm talking about. We discounted his estate by 40%.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Okay. But if you don't ask, you won't get the reward. And what I've often learned, and this is why we go and have these visits, is, you know, we're sitting at the table and they said, well, why don't we just take this and we're going to take this little inheritance and this will be the kids' money. And the reason I'm there is to say, nope, we're not going to do that. Because the guy's in debt up to his eyeballs, you're a high-risk roller. I'm great with that. That's your business. It's what you love to do. You know, it's your bread and butter. But what if we go through an 08 and 09 again and all this blows up over here? What do you need?
Cash.
Yeah, you still need cash. So we got to keep this inheritance out for you. So, you know, where I'm cognizant of this is you don't want to freeze things. You don't want to put things in a place that are unflexible, that you can't make changes to things in the future and you can't move, right? Because we have no clue what life is going to look like. We were just talking about a situation earlier where they had planned with estate taxes being $500,000 or $1 million, and now cleaning up on the back end after someone dies is a disaster.
Disaster.
When you don't need it anymore, right? So, you know, that's where we come into play. That's what our job is to maintain flexibility in these plans that we can take advantage of this right now, because we are in that eye of the storm. We've got all the tools that we need to get ourselves in the cellar, get ourselves protected, hold down the door, and make sure that our family is sheltered.
Now, one thing, once you do this, we got this 4-year window of where we're working with, but don't do it and forget it. You got to stay on top
right.
of it.
That's right. It's a moving, breathing instrument, and you need to make sure your estate plan is a moving, breathing instrument. That is what I've noticed most often is you and your attorney work on a don't ask, don't tell situation, and here's why you do. You know from the time you go in there and you're going to tell your wife, honey, okay, this is the deal. The guy charges $300 an hour, so when we go in here, I don't want you to say anything, and I've got a plan, and we're going to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and this is it, and we're going get all this covered, right?
Right.
Okay, so what just happened to your estate plan?
You are not doing a full estate plan.
That's right. There's inevitably going to be some things missing in there.
Right.
Okay, so you have to have that comprehensive view. That's what we do. That is part of life planning, is that we come in from that comprehensive perspective, knowing everything else about you and helping you put together that plan, that when we do go to the attorney, it is the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and we just want to know how and what's legal, right? Okay? And then we work backwards from there. But, you know, without that, you're really cutting yourself in the throat, and especially when it comes to estate planning. I've cleaned up so many messes over the years of being able to, you know, people bring in something and say, I've got to have this out because I'm almost destitute and I froze this. And I'm like, holy smokes, why did you ever do that? You know, and it's just because people don't know the right questions to ask and their attorneys aren't asking them the right questions in return. It's that whole life planning perspective, and it's huge.
There's no cookie cutter attorney to go to out there. I mean, you need to find a good quality estate planning attorney to
visit. That's right. And just so you know, we have about 8 in our back pocket, and we never refer the same one to everybody. Reason why is there are 8 different specialty attorneys. So for one person, this is what they need. For one person, this is what they need. It's where it needs to happen.
Right.
So with this, tweet us this week at KFS Life Planning. Are you waiting to see what happens with the state taxes before you plan? I should have asked that at the beginning of the show, shouldn't I? But we've got a great article with this. Make sure you go on Kennedy-Financial.com, or you can email us lifeplanning@Kennedy-Financial.com with your questions. Don't wait. It's now or never to be able to take advantage of this. I'm telling you, things were going away rapidly. And if we have a swing of that pendulum, which right now appears that it could very well happen in 4 to 8 years, you better be ready for it. It's not something you want to miss. With that, everyone have a great week. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services here in Eastland, Texas. God bless.
All right. Life Planning 101 right here on KATX KWY.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Carlton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Carlton & Associates Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.